This is a special permit site plan approval to exceed the floor area ratio, to further extend the non-conforming front setback, and to allow a parking stall within 5 feet of a street. When reviewing the requested special permits, the City Council should consider whether the proposed increase in FAR from 0.38 to 0.54, where 0.48 is the maximum allowed as of right, is consistent with and not in derogation of the size, scale, and design of other structures in the neighborhood, whether the proposed extension of the non-conforming front setback will be substantially more detrimental than the existing non-conforming front setback is to the neighborhood, and literal compliance with the requirement that no parking stall be located within 5 feet of a street is impracticable due to the nature of the use or the location, size, width, depth, or grade of the lot, or that such exceptions would be in the public interest or in the interest of safety or protection of environmental features. This is a quick aerial to provide some context. The subject property is a corner lot fronting on Ellsworth and Falmouth Roads in the single residence 3 zone in West Newton. The subject property is denoted with a star. Beyond the residential neighborhood to the south is the Derby School, while to the north is the city of Waltham. This is the existing site plan. The site is improved with a 2.5-story single-family dwelling and a detached one-car garage. The dwelling has a non-conforming front setback from Ellsworth Road of 15.9 feet, where 21.45 feet is the minimum allowed due to averaging. In the case of a corner lot, the rear yard is opposite the front door. Because the front door is on Falmouth Road, the rear yard setback is taken from the western boundary, while the northern boundary is a side setback. And this is the proposed site plan. The petitioner is proposing to construct a 2-story addition to the rear of the dwelling. The existing detached garage will be raised in conjunction with the addition. The addition will extend the footprint of the dwelling approximately 21.5 feet to the west, reducing the rear yard setback from 28.8 feet to 7.5 feet, where 15 feet is the maximum allowed. This reduction requires a variance from the Zoning Board of Appeals. The addition also pushes a surface parking stall to within 5 feet of a street. The Planning Department is not concerned with this request because the stall is dimensionally compliant at 19 feet long. It is a minor change from the existing condition, and such placement preserves open space. The addition will also extend the non-conforming front setback from 15.9 feet to 21.1 feet. The petition was advertised to include this extension as requiring a special permit. However, the Newton Zoning Ordinance allows additions within the front setback of non-conforming structures, provided that the addition be limited to 75 square feet. The addition complies with this provision and therefore does not require relief. As such, the petitioner should withdraw this request. The 2-story addition will contain a one-car garage in the first story and additional living space above in the second story in the form of an accessory apartment. The addition will feature a Juliet balcony and an oversized gable dormer to match the existing dormer on the Falmouth Road facade. The proposed addition will measure approximately 26.34 feet tall, while the existing structure measures 29.45 feet tall. The as-of-right FAR for the lot is 0.48, which translates to approximately 2,042 square feet. The proposed dwelling would total 2,302 square feet, 260 square feet above the as-of-right FAR. The subject property is located in a compact, walkable neighborhood containing 1- and 2-story structures on uniformly sized lots. The footprints of these structures consume much of the lot's street widths, creating a strong street wall. Although the ordinance classifies this portion of the lot as a rear setback, the area acts more as a side setback in accordance with the houses to the west on the northern side of Ellsworth Street or Ellsworth Road. The addition will strengthen the street wall, and it is designed to complement the architecture of the principal structure and to be subordinate in height to the principal structure as well. For these reasons, staff does not believe the increase in FAR will be in derogation of the size, scale, and design of other structures in the neighborhood. That's the end of our presentation, Mr. Chairman. Staff is available to answer any questions you or the committee may have.
Can I just clarify something just before you go? So the front setback, the addition being less than 75 square feet when the existing residence is non-conforming is allowed?
Correct. It's what the ordinance classifies as de minimis.
So, and what is, I don't think I have my plans in front of me. What is the 75, what is being added in the front? Is it just like an entry? Do we have a picture of that?
So in this photograph or this site plan here, it's tough to read, but the dotted line is the average front setback with the abutting structure. And there's a small piece of the front porch that's within that average front setback. The rest of the addition is behind that setback line. So only that small portion is what's subject to de minimis.
I'm sorry, are you talking about on the street front with Ellsworth or on the street?
Yes, on Ellsworth.
But it's not a front if it's Ellsworth, right?
It has two fronts. It has a front on Ellsworth and a front on Falmouth.
Even though rear is only behind, opposite the front, the true front door, front still applies to both sides.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Other than my ignorance, anybody else want to show theirs? No? Councillor Kelly, you're not going to show ignorance. You're going to show knowledge and intelligence. Go ahead.
If I'm reelected, I'm going to switch seats for the next term so that you can see me.
I'm like
from
Tom Brady.
Spot.
I get blindsided all the time by Councillor Kelly.
It might just be me, but in my packet, I didn't get the plans for it, so I can't quite see what's going on inside. I believe you said the first floor is just a garage and the living, which is mostly a bedroom and then perhaps whatever else makes an apartment, a kitchen, is on the second floor. Is that correct? I'll ask perhaps Mr. Morris or Mr. Crowley. And my other question is, just for my own sake, I'm happy to know ISD is content with the secondary egress, but that was my question too. Can you just explain to us where that is and what it looks like?
Of course. First of all, my name is Charles Calhoun, the project architect. And could you put the site plan up? Oh, that's great. That's the rear elevation.
You want the side elevation from
front,
Ellsworth?
Actually.
We didn't get a side elevation.
I think everything got
we didn't get the side or the site plan.
The garage doors to the left, and that door to the right is going into a mudroom. And that mudroom is where the set of stairs that goes to the second floor is. And then above those garage doors and is a faux balcony with a large door. That's the bedroom. That's the sleeping area. But it's more of a studio. It's one open, large space, except for a bathroom, which is enclosed.
So there's no kitchen?
There's a kitchen. There is a small kitchen, yes.
In that same open
space?
Second floor, I assume, second floor, secondary means of egress?
Well, the entire addition is the accessory apartment.
Correct.
So the set of stairs leading from the second floor to the first floor has an exit, this exit door you see here, and then on the rear elevation there's also another door. So that stair leads to two means of egress.
Okay, so there's not a secondary means, say, from the second floor, but ISD is fine with it as you've proposed it. But
correct.
The egresses are first floor levels, front and back.
Yes.
Out from that level.
I mean, it also has, of course, it has the normal requirements of a bedroom. It has two windows, two areas that you could have egress from.
Okay, thank you.
So, Councillor Kelly, I'm just going to ask you, so is that normal for secondary egress? I mean, I guess the windows on the second floor, if they're big enough, you could get through them.
You could jump out the windows. I'm happy that Councillor Crossley's back, actually, to address this. I haven't seen yet a secondary means of egress, an accessory apartment that doesn't have one from the second floor. So that's why I was asking. I thought you were saying one had been devised today that ISD approves, but really what you're saying is the front and back doors at the basement, at the garage level, are ample for ISD, but nothing from the second floor.
It's the same stairway, right? So that's just one stairway down
one
to that.
One stairway.
Well, it's the same concept of any townhome, any two-story townhome. The first floor is where you come in and you leave. And the second floor has one way down to the first floor. And that's what this has. It has a set of stairs leading down to the first floor. And then from that first floor, there are two ways out. There's a back door and a front door.
But if there's a fire on the stairs, what happens?
I just hadn't seen that in an accessory apartment yet, is why I was asking. I've only seen them also have, you know, basically like an emergency fire exit from the second floor.
Okay. Well, as I said, as Terry said, Anthony and I discussed it today, and he agreed with me.
Councilor, if you would suspend for a moment, we have Senior Planner Cronin to comment.
So from the memo's perspective, it was less about how the egress works and if a second egress was required and it required an exterior staircase. That's what the memo was trying to get across, that if an exterior staircase was required, we'd like to see it in a public setting in the plans and it should be referenced in the approved plans. But if the ISD is okay with how the building is laid out, it makes no really difference to the zoning perspective of the accessory apartment.
It's out of our
hands.
Building
code issue.
Right. I think we're going to have to rely on our ISD department. All right. And then as far as this this parking space close to the street, there's no overhang with the sidewalk, is that right? It's within the sidewalk?
There is not. There is an additional 2 feet. So there will be 2 feet from the end of the stall to the sidewalk.
Any other questions? Or, I'm sorry, is there anybody here from the public who wanted to speak on this item? No? Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing? Councillor Kelly makes the motion. Councillor Kelly, is it okay if I make the motion for you to close the public hearing? Yeah, okay. All those in favor of closing the public hearing? 4-8, okay. Motion to approve. Go ahead, Councillor Cross.
I'm not making a motion to approve. Yeah. I'll leave that to the Ward 3 Councillor, but I was confused about this, as I think Andrea a little bit too, because we had an event on October 10th, and I called Nadia and I said, I didn't get anything in my packet about this.
Yeah, I've said that packet.
It came before you on October 10th. So that,
but
that
got
may
held.
Be
we didn't.
I understand, yeah. But some documents were forwarded then and not this weekend, so I think we're missing a couple of important documents. I'm just looking for them here.
So I know that you guys noticed that on Friday when you checked, but we're sorry that those were given out before. What we can do is, I think if people feel comfortable, we can take a vote. If we want to make it subject to second call, we can do that as well. I think that might be appropriate if people feel that they didn't get a chance to look at the plans. Is there a motion to approve subject to second call by any chance? Okay, Councillor Kelly's nodding vigorously. Any questions, further questions for the planning department? No? Okay. And this meets all the other requirements for accessory apartments?
It meets the size requirements. If they choose to establish the accessory apartments, there's a form that has to be signed by the commissioner of ISD, and there has to be reporting requirements, things like that.
So you understand that you'll have to do that if you're going to be doing an accessory apartment? Okay, great. Okay, there's a motion to approve subject second call. All those in favor? 8-0, okay, great. So subject second call just means that we're going to have an opportunity at the full council meeting to discuss this if people have a problem. All right, good. All right, so now we're up to the Northland item. I'm looking at the room. Do we have enough seating in 211 to do this around the table? I think if people don't mind, we'd like to, since we're doing working session, it would be helpful for us to be around the table together. So if you guys want to come with us into 211.
Thank you for this.